From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hey, Leanne.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Just fine. Getting ready for your trip to France next week?
Yeah, for the French National Crossword Championship next weekend. And I've been asked to speak, and I'm going to try to do it in French.
Really?
I'm furiously brushing up my high school French.
Do you do crossword puzzles in French?
No, that's way above my head.
But they are done in French, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we'll talk about that next week. In the meantime, we want to repeat that challenge that you gave everyone last week. What was it?
Yes, I said, name two parts of the human body that are the same, except one starts with an L sound and the other starts with a T. What body parts are these?
What are they?
Lung and tongue.
All righty. About 1,200 people sent in correct entries to this challenge, and our randomly chosen winner is Karina Nunez from Watsonville, California. Hi, Karina.
Good morning.
How was this puzzle for you?
It was pretty easy because I'm a medical transcriptionist, so I'm thinking about body parts most of the time.
Well done. Have you been playing the puzzle a long time?
I've been listening every Sunday morning on my way into work for a few years, but this is just the second time that I mailed in an answer to the challenge.
Excellent. Well, you know what happens now.
I'm afraid so.
No fear.
Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking, but here I am now.
And we're glad to have you here, and we're ready to play, I think. At least I am. And Karina, you sound like you're ready to play, and Will is always ready to play. So why don't we begin? Will, meet Karina.
Hi, Karina.
Good morning.
Hi. Today's puzzle is called Alternatives. Every answer is a familiar two-word phrase or name in which both words contain the consecutive letters O-R. For example, if I gave you the clue, a neighborhood place to buy a quart of milk, you might say corner store.
Okay.
All right, number one is a piece of fiction not as long as a novel.
A story.
What kind?
Oh, a short story.
Short stories, right? Each of them has O-R in it.
I see, yes, okay.
Number two is Pyongyang's country. Where is Pyongyang, the capital?
Are you with me, Leanne?
I am. It's been in the news a lot lately.
It is not coming to me.
Go ahead, Leanne.
Let me help you out. North Korea.
North Korea, yes, of course.
Of course.
How about a person who gives a kidney or a heart?
Organ donor.
That's right. A twining plant with funnel-shaped flowers that open early in the day.
Morning glory.
Excellent. A piece of paper you fill out to buy goods from a catalog.
Order form.
Excellent. A listing in the Guinness Book.
World record.
World record, uh-huh. A veterinarian specializing in equine practice.
A horse doctor.
Uh-huh. A person in charge of athletic reporting in a newspaper.
A sports reporter.
Well, in charge of the reporting.
Oh, a sports editor.
Sports editor is right. The author of 1984.
George Orwell.
Excellent. Tennis champion from Sweden. A five-time winner of Wimbledon.
Bjorn Borg,
I hope. That's
yes.
It. A Danish pianist and comedian.
Oh, Victor Borge.
Yes.
That's it, Victor Borge. Good.
Yes.
The largest city in the Beaver State.
The Beaver State?
Yeah.
We're going to figure out what the Beaver State is first.
Is that Oregon?
That's Oregon. Now, what's the largest city?
Is it Port something?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Portland.
Portland, Oregon.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it. Oregon. Try this. Northern Lights.
Aurora Borealis.
That's right. Rudy Giuliani. Now.
Former mayor
is right. And your last one, it's a three-word phrase, each of which has O-R in it. And your clue is verbatim. You quote somebody verbatim, you quote them...
Word for word.
Word for word is correct.
Karina. You're real good. You're real good.
Well, it was fun once I got warmed up. Thanks for your help, Leanne.
Oh, well, we're a team here.
That's right. But I get the prize.
You get the prizes, and this is what they are. You're going to get a weekend edition lapel pin, the Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Reference Set with CD-ROM. It features print and electronic versions of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, and The Puzzle Master Presents from Random House. What's your public radio station?
KUSP in Santa Cruz.
Santa Cruz, CUSP. I love that radio station. Yeah. Corina Nunez from Watsonville, California. You were a fabulous player. Thanks a lot for playing our game today.
Thank you. It was so much fun.
It was fun for us, too.
And have fun in France, Will.
Thank you.
Okay.
Now, Will, the fun doesn't stop. What's the next puzzle we have for our listeners?
Yes, this week's challenge comes from Ed Pegg Jr. of Champaign, Illinois. Write down the word confirm, C-O-N-F-I-R-M. Underneath it write trellis, T-R-E-L-L-I-S. And every pair of letters reading vertically is a state postal abbreviation. Connecticut, Oregon, Nebraska, Florida, Illinois, Rhode Island, and Mississippi. Now, write down the eight-letter word cavilling, C-A-V-I-L-I-N-G. The name of what famous person can be written under it to produce eight state postal abbreviations. So again, the word is cavilling. The name of what famous person can be written under it to produce eight state postal abbreviations.
What does cavilling mean?
You quibble. You cavil with somebody.
Oh, neat word. All right, when you have the answer, put it in an email and send that email to puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. And we have an early deadline this week. It is the close of business Wednesday. Please include both your day and evening phone numbers. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz, who joined us from New York. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.